This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of the legislation that could become a part of the second half of the 2019 legislative session.
Here to present Senate Bill 149. This bill,
Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester, sponsors Senate Bill 149, which would place a 7.275% cap on the combined rate of local sales taxes.
We have nearly 2,400 taxing jurisdictions.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 149.
To you, Senate Bill 8.
Senate Bill 8 would allow courts to depart from a statutorily required minimum prison term when sentencing a defendant. Senator Ed Emery of Lamar is the sponsor.
The issue with the prosecutors being unhappy with the way we were trying to address the minimum sentencing.
Add to this,
and I'm Carla May.
Senate Bill 74, sponsored by Senator Carla May of St. Louis.
We can always come back later and look at some things that can subsequently come out at a later time.
The combined measure awaits committee
Senate
action.
Senate Bill 327.
Senate Bill 327 is a measure that seeks to modify several provisions relating to gaming. The sponsor is Senator Tony Lukemeyer of Parkville.
We are limiting the placement of VLTs to fraternal and veterans organizations, truck stops, and bars and taverns.
This measure has been combined with Senate Bill 43.
I believe it's an important
Missouri
issue.
Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan sponsors Senate Bill 431, which would also modify provisions relating to illegal gambling.
As the new technology and these machines are basically part of the problem.
Senate Bill 431 is also on the Missouri Senate calendar.
Madam Chairman, Senate Bill
Senator
3
Shalone
is
Kiki Curls of Kansas
Samaritan
City sponsors Senate Bill 3, legislation that would allow certain people to enter abandoned property to secure it, maintain the grounds, and provide immunity from all civil and criminal liability.
Remove trash, mow the grounds, and remove paint or graffiti.
Senate Bill 3 now awaits full Missouri Senate action.
Okay, this afternoon,
Senator Jason Holdman of Kansas City says Senate Bill 412 would also modify provisions for the abatement of vacant nuisance properties in Kansas City.
It was focused on building and structures.
A committee decision has not yet been made on Senate Bill 412.
And thank you for allowing me.
Senator Curl's Senate Bill 225 also addresses nuisance properties.
If their property has been adversely affected by nearby nuisance properties.
Senate Bill 225 awaits full Missouri Senate discussion.
Until 2 p.m. on Monday, March 20th.
During the first half of session, 28 Missouri Senate bills were sent to the Missouri House of Representatives. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.